Hey, everybody. This is Eric Waring. Welcome to NetworkMarketingPro.com. I'm here on my back deck. And yesterday afternoon, I get a little comment in from the show from yesterday. And Jim Fulbert, who is somebody that I've admired for a long time. He's been involved in the network marketing profession since 1982.
Long time.
And one of my very early mentors, a guy by the name of Mike Nelson, is a guy who was third generation to him way back then. So a lot of the training that was passed on to Mike got passed on to me. So in effect, I've been able to gain a lot of insight, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of skill. Jim, for some of you who don't know, he was involved in Herbalife way back when. He was the number one distributor in Herbalife for many, many years and has had a long and illustrious career, right? He's had his own company. He's had all kinds of adversity thrust upon him, some of it adversity that he attracted to himself, you know, from whatever decisions that he'd made, like we all attract situations that happen to us. And through this whole thing, he sends me this message, you know, hey, I'm in Albert Lea, which is in Minnesota, and I said, well, gosh, we should get together for lunch. He said, well, I'm going to the Twins game. I said, well, I'm going to the Twins game too. So we ended up meeting yesterday for lunch, and then I invited him over before he headed home over here to sit down, and we've been talking for a couple hours, sharing ideas, talking about what's going on, and Jim has gone from being distributor to owner and consultant and coach and all these different things, and back into the field, like you see a lot of these different leaders, like myself and Randy Gage and a lot of different other leaders come back into the field, come back home, in essence, and
just like everybody else.
Exactly, and just start doing the work, doing what's necessary in order to be able to succeed in the long term and to build real residual wealth. So we were sitting here chatting, and you know, I want you to share a few of the ideas and practical applications, some of the things that we've been talking about, some tactics, some words, some skills. He traveled with Jim Rohn for how long?
2 years.
For 2 years. Yeah. Him and Jim Rohn shared the stage in the Herbalife experience, training people. And because of that, one of the things that Jim Fulbert has done incredibly well is he's been able to take complicated ideas and simplify them. What I've tried to learn how to do from Jim Rohn and I guess from you too, you know, from the early mentorship, bring it down to some simple things. And so today I just figured we'd turn the cameras on and we'd talk about some of those things. Hey, Jim, what I want you to do is just tell everybody your story, and I'm talking about your initial network marketing story. What brought you into the profession, and what was your thought process back then? You know, how did this all happen?
Right, started right here in Minnesota. I was selling mattresses at Slumberland, making $1,000 a month, and I was there 4 years. But I was very dissatisfied, and you know, just starting a young family, and you know, I wanted a whole lot more. And so I started my personal growth and development journey. Read Think and Grow Rich for the first time, and you know, that I couldn't believe, you know, what I was reading. And so for 2 years while I was selling mattresses, I'm going to seminars, I'm listening to tapes, reading the books, and, you know, wanting more. And that's when I heard for things to change, I had to change, otherwise it wasn't going to change. And so then when I answered an ad in the newspaper, Minneapolis Tribune, it said, the headline in the ad said, "Are you earning what you're worth?" I remember talking to myself going, boy, I hope not.
It's a good question, by the way.
Yeah, $1,000 a month. I duplicated that ad for 6 more months when I got into Herbalife. And they were 2 years old, and there was only 3 people in the company making $5,000 to $10,000 a month, and they were average folks like myself. And those stories motivated me. So in the meeting, there was 12 people that showed up off the same ad I called, and the guy who gave the meeting, I asked him, okay, what do you do next to make that kind of money? And he just gave a simple, you know, 1, 2, 3. Use the product, wear the button, talk to people. And I said, but There's got to be more to it than that. He said,
back then, just so you know, they had a button that said, lose weight now, ask me how. And everybody was wearing these buttons around. I don't know if you remember that. Back in the day, but that was a big part of their core system. Same inside of your business, whether it's show the plan or it's do the parties or it's have people watch the website or look at a DVD or look at a magazine, whatever the tool is, whatever the basic system is. But that was the system that they taught him. So I just wanted you to kind of catch up with that.
So he just told me, well, that's all you do. He shook my hand and walked away. And then I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. And because I was so dissatisfied on my job and I was already into personal growth for 2 years, that one of the keys was I was very teachable. So I said, I'm going to do that. And my first month part-time at the store made $680, which was almost as much as, you know, the next month I made $2,000. So I quit my job. And I just wanted to be, have the freedom and flexibility to be my own boss and work from home. And I gave myself a 5-year goal to get to $5,000 a month. That was my burning desire. And the next month, it wasn't $5,000, it was $7,000. And I found out you could easily readjust your goals in a hurry. And then I went to $10,000. So in 90 days, I had my income go up 10 times. What a ride. And so what I did is I just duplicated that first 90 days 6 times. 18 months later, I was at $100,000 a month. The first one back then on a 3-level plan to make 6 figures a month, and was with them for about 8 years and made millions. And then in the 90s, started my own company, Omnutrition, in Dallas. And after 5 years, sold my half out and then owned a company called Life Extension International. Then I took like 8 years off.
Well, before you skim past that, I mean, he started a company and he had a couple companies, and those companies went out of business.
Yeah, Omnutrition went on, is still going. We got that over up to 100 million plus a year. But when I started Life Extension for 5 years, very solid company. And then I came out with a revolutionary new the laundry disc. And I used my infrastructure of my life extension company that was doing millions per month, and whether we did anything or not, just solid repeat business. And we grew to 50 million in 10 months with the laundry disc.
Crazy.
And then the manufacturer ended up making a defective product and promised to fix it. And so I took millions of dollars and everything we had and actually replaced everything out of my own pocket, sold everything. And in 90 days, it went down.
Yeah.
And which was an unbelievable how something could go down so fast, but it was a devastating situation. It put me out of business. For the next 5 years, I probably tried 50 things.
Wow.
Couldn't get anything going. And
why do you think that was?
I think God wanted my attention. Mm. I mean, seriously, because the doors were just closed. Because I'll tell you, 8 years ago, I hit my knees and surrendered. Mm. And just said, Lord, I'm all yours. And within 24 hours, doors started opening again. And I went on a serious faith walk, and ever since, with my priorities in order and realizing the true treasures in life. But it was amazing. Once I surrendered, I tell people, your bottom could be up here. You don't have to go down here like I did. I was kind of stubborn, I guess. So when I finally let go and surrendered and said, I'm all yours, within 24 hours, he just opened doors and set things in motion. And little by little, we've been walking in faith. And a little over a year ago, I decided, to come back as a distributor, do right. The basics.
And the reason why I wanted to talk with him about this is because, first of all, he has tremendous skill and ability when it comes to training the fundamental concepts that you'll hear from me a lot, and you'll hear from a lot of the top earners a lot. Secondly, he went through this journey. He went from the all the way to the top, owners, all this stuff, and then lost it all, and then had a complete life-changing experience 8 years ago, and did some soul-searching and evaluating of what he wanted to do, and came to the same conclusion I came to 5 years ago, which was, you know what, the place I was happiest, the place I was best useful, the most useful, the place I was best used was as a distributor. You know, that's what I am. I've been CEO, and I've been owner, and I've been consultant, and I've been, you know, all these different things. But frankly, as a distributor, you have the ability to not only control your life, but you have the ability to invest into other people's lives, and you have the ability to really be a blessing to other people. So he came to that conclusion 18 months ago. I came to that conclusion 5 years ago. And Jim, I'm going to get back to some of the concepts. But when you came to that conclusion, the big thing was, how are you going to build it? Because times have changed, yeah? All this technology is available now, and all these amazing things are going to be available now. And you could just, you know, I'm sure you were tempted from time to time to look at some of these shortcut approaches that a lot of people are promoting. And did you do the shortcut approach, or did you go back to basics?
Actually, prior to a little over a year ago, when I chose my final company, and that's it, we're going to build a final dynasty here, I had tried a few startups, and we'd bring in a lot of people, but, you know, so it wouldn't work, it wouldn't last. So I wanted to pick a solid company that was built to last, and once you have a solid company that's built to last, then you know that you can do the basics every day. Those basics work, and so I just went back to day at a time, brick at a time.
And a lot of times people who've had success in the past, they have a hard time going back and putting work clothes on again and doing those fundamentals. And people call us old school, I think, sometimes because everybody's in love with technology. And we use technology. We're using it right now. But the fundamentals of what really builds a network around the world, what really builds residual income, what is the common denominator of the high income earners, they do the fundamental things that must be done. So what are some of those fundamental things that you do that's working for you and has worked for you every time that you've used them?
Well, once I've decided that I was going to do this as a distributor, just like everybody else, I had that talk in the mirror. And I said, you know, for things to change, I got to change, you know, one more time or keep changing. But I took full responsibility from where I was at. And I realized that I was going to have to do the basics, you know, the so-called dirty work that most people won't do, but that's what gets you rich. Three-way calling, you know, doing the basics every single day, starting with the list and
talking to people. Calling those people, you know, exposing them to the business,
suiting up and showing up every day.
Being
open for business.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And from that, he's got tremendous results and tremendous success. But and Jim, so you know, people from 130 countries around the world watch this show, and people from probably 100 companies watch this show. So it's not about any one particular company. Everybody will find the company that fits them, but the concepts don't change no matter what it is when it comes to building a list and contacting those people and talking to people and doing your follow-up and using your tools and those types of things. One of the things that stuck out when we had this conversation over the last couple hours is one of the things that you talk to people about, one of the questions that you ask them when you're in the prospecting process. I want you to talk about that a little bit. And it's one simple question. It's called, are you serious? So give them a little bit of information about, are you serious?
Well, whatever your process is, you know, putting people through, you know, like if it's a sizzle call, videos, conference calls. And so once you put a person through that process, and now they've come to the point where they want to get started. You learn to ask questions, and then you become a good listener. Most people don't listen anymore. So they're going to tell you what you need to show them what to do next. And so are you serious about your health or your weight if you're selling, you know, products? How serious are you? And then they'll tell you on a scale of 1 to 10. When it comes to the business and making money, okay, Eric, how serious are you? And the person will say, oh, I'm a 10. You know, I need to make money. I'm behind in my bills. I'm really serious. So that's so important to get that established, and they tell you how serious, because now they've given you the okay, the green light, to really find out if that's true or not. So like I might say, okay, Eric, now since you're a 10 and you want to make money right now, so let's write a list of 100 names right now. And, you know, they might balk at that. I mean, I got to talk to people I know or write a list. I go, well, you just told me you were serious, right? I mean, that's for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you bring that back to them, that question, they go, oh, yeah, that's true. And then they'll write the list. I like what you said on your video the other day about, you know, the tell, show, try, do part. Because I remember people say, well, how do you get them to write a list right away, you know? And you have to have a big story or make a lot of money or be somebody well-known. I said, you know, when I made that $680 part-time when I was still at the mattress store, I got people to introduce me to their warm market right away based on my $680 part-time story. And I told the three other stories of people making $5,000 to $10,000 a month. And here was the key. Because the reason they're reluctant to write that list, they think they're going to have to call everybody and make the presentation, and they don't even know what to say. But when you tell them that you're going to actually do the presentation for them,
or you have tools.
Tools, and that you're going to do the three ways or the little meetings, and they go, oh, you're going to do that for me? So then they'll write the list, and then I also tell them, listen, on the first exposure, I'm not going to try to sell them or recruit them. I'm just going to put them through the same process that got you to this point. I'm going to point them to the recordings. I'm going to guide them to the videos, and we're just going to do that until they come to this stage, and they're going to say the same thing. Okay, what do I do next?
So, are you serious? Is a great question for all of you to ask when you're going through the prospecting process. You ask them when it comes to making more money. Are you serious? And on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you as far as how serious are you? And if they give you a 10, then they've given you permission to push back a little bit every time that they come up with some objection that isn't really real. What were the three things?
Point, guide, direct.
Point, guide, and direct. So talk about point, guide, and direct.
Point, guide, direct is all about freedom. It's, you know, working smarter, not harder. Today's lifestyle is so busy, so fast-paced. Probably moms and dads are, you know, working with the kids. It's just people don't have time. And so point, guide, direct is a concept about just pointing, guiding, directing people through this process, and they will actually acquire their own strength and duplicate faster. You know, on a simple website, we've got all the tools, all the videos, the weekly schedule of events like conference calls, webinars, and you always get the same five or six questions. I mean, it doesn't matter what city, state, country, or language. It's the same basic questions. What about this? What about that? A guy will call up and say, hey, what time's the conference call, or what's the number? And I'll say, it's on the site. Click on next steps. They go, well, can't you tell me? I go, sure, I can tell you. But do you want me to give you one fish and you starve tomorrow, or would you rather me teach you how to fish so you can feed your family for the rest of your life? And they go, oh, okay, I get it. And I'll ask people, have you ever built large organizations? You know, I've been fortunate. I've had a million-person downline two different times. And people would ask, what's the secret? How do you do that? And I say, well, it's not my Minnesota monotone speaking ability, but it's being duplicatable. And so point, guide, direct, it teaches people how to duplicate quickly, because you're just like a traffic cop. You're pointing, guiding, and directing people through this process. So when you're filling your pipeline up, when you're following up, all I'm asking is, what part of the process are you at? Did you hear the recording? No. Then dial this number or go to this website. Have you seen the video? go watch that, and then I'll call you in 7 minutes. And so you keep pointing, guiding, and directing, and then they do that with their people, and then they acquire this strength where, because you don't want to be a slave to this business. You know, that's how we kind of came across this. People want a life. They want a lifestyle. And if you're always trying to answer those same questions one at a time, it wears you out.
Yeah. So point, guide, direct. And here's, don't get hung up on what he talked about, some of his process. Whatever the process is inside your company, the system that you have inside the company, point, guide, direct people into that system. You know, there should be a recruiting funnel process of, an introductory tool, doing a presentation and a follow-up and all the different places to be able to get the information. I'm sure you have a company website that has the information that you can guide people to and direct people to the next step and giving people assignments. One of the things, Jim, that you've been, that my old mentor pounded into me, and I know exactly where he got it, is stories are everything. Information doesn't really matter. Facts don't really matter. What matters is stories. What matters is not only stories about your products, stories about income, stories about different people's occupations, stories about how other people had adversity and they were afraid to make their list, but then they overcame that fear and they made their list and then they went on to success. Your story, how important are stories? Because I think in network marketing, some people have lost that, and they just get into regurgitating facts to prospects too much, and they don't tell stories enough. Where do stories fit, and how much should people be engaging in that process?
I think they kind of get lost now. The tools are so great, and they really are, but it's the people that got to sell the tools. But you answer everything with a story, and to me, the testimonies and the stories is probably 90% of the whole presentation, because that's what people relate to. And so what you're always writing down is a story that's similar to you. So if it's an elderly woman, we've got a 79-year-old lady. If it's a teenager, a bodybuilder, similar testimonies that, and the stories come across where if he can do it or she can do it, I can do it too. So it's got to be, and believable stories. Give you another example. I'm sure a lot of you heard, the distributor who calls you and says, I can't get anybody to buy, I can't get anybody to join, and I'm talking to everybody, and nobody will do it. Well, I already know what the problem is, but I always ask the question back, what are you talking about? Are you telling these stories? And 100% of the time, they're not telling testimonials.
Yeah.
They're just talking, on and on and on.
Giving their opinions.
And not sharing the stories. And so as soon as I say, have you been telling the stories to these people? Or are you just talking? And that's the number one problem. When you have that person who says they've been talking to everybody, but nobody will buy, well, it's an impossibility if you're sharing these testimonies.
If you're doing a home meeting, the most important thing you can do is tell stories. If you're doing a product demonstration or having somebody sample the product, the most important thing you can do is tell stories. If you're doing a live presentation in a hotel or a live event, the most important element of that is the stories. They won't remember your comp plan. They won't remember the ingredients. They won't remember, how cool your company is or how many awards they've won. What they'll remember is the stories. So make sure that you focus on that.
In the stories, Eric, today in the 21st century, everything's a soundbite. Think about when you see a 30-second commercial, and if you don't like the commercial, what do?
Yeah.
You're clicking, you're changing the channel, right? Well, if you talk on and on and on and on, people tune out. Twitter taught us it's 140 characters, period, to get your whole thing down. That's how fast attention spans are today. So you do that testimony in 30 seconds, and if you can do three or four in a row, then they start getting it. But if you go on and on and on and on, people have tuned out.
Think about a 2 or 3 minute commercial on television. Let's say it's a 3 minute commercial on television. How upset are you going to get in the middle of whatever show you're watching if you get a 3-minute commercial about some product or service, you're going to be going, what is going on here?
You wouldn't even probably come back to the show. You'd it's already like, be gone.
Get me out of here. Kill me. Somebody shoot me. I mean, if this is too much. Mm-hmm. And yet people get up and they tell 5-minute stories and 10-minute stories and aren't really stories. What they are is just, oh, and here's why you should join. And here's why you should join. These repeating the seminar type testimonials versus just tell your story. It's not about you. It's not about recognition. It's about getting the point across and appealing to as many people as possible. What he said about targeting inside your company, there's a story for every circumstance that you would come across. If you come across a college student, I promise you, there's a college student story in your company that you can tell that college student, even if you're not one. There's a doctor story, and there's a nurse story, and there's a lawyer story, and there's a small business owner story, and there's somebody who's over 80 story, and there's, you know, the homemaker story, and the blue-collar story, and all of it. You name it.
Master your stories.
Master the stories. Mm-hmm. It's vitally important. You talked about how to answer objections.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the process, or give them the process of how do you answer objections.
That's no problem. And people love this because it's always the same response. That's no problem. And it makes them relax. It's not a problem. No. No matter what it is. I really don't have the money right now. It's no problem. It's not. But based on what you saw, did you see an opportunity? Well, yeah. Okay. And sometimes you might have to say about... they don't have the money, you might have to say, is that an excuse or are you ready to go to work? Because you don't need the money. Let's write a list right there. That's free. And then you introduce them to me, and let's circle your top 20, put them in the process, and I'm telling you, in a week, you'll be in profit.
Right.
So you just got to find out, and, if that really is an excuse or they... some people have been living off a broke story for years. But if you are serious, and that's what's great. You always come back to, are you serious? Yeah, I'm a 10. Then let's get started. The price, it seems like it costs so much. Oh, really? Compared to what? And see, a lot of these objections, they don't really even know what
they're... trying to sound smart.
Yeah.
Keep the conversation
going. Hey, if it cost $1 in the store and it didn't work, would you still buy it if you got no results? Well, no. So price really isn't an issue, but results is. So you told me you were serious about your health or your weight. Is that true? Yeah. Okay. Then let's get started. I mean, what kind of a price are you going to pay? So you get them to relax with the initial response. That's no problem.
How about spouse when they say, well, I need to talk to my spouse?
Oh, that's no problem. But between you and I, what you just saw here, did you like those stories?
Yeah.
Okay. Then did you see an opportunity?
Yeah.
Okay. Then second thing I would ask him is, when you go talk to your spouse, what are you going to talk about? Never let them leave until they can repeat back what they saw, because usually 9 out of 10 times when they go talk to the spouse, it's, hey, honey, I saw this MLM that I got to spend, hundreds of dollars. Do you want me to do it?
Right.
No, she won't let you do it. I said, no, that's not what you saw. What did you see tonight? Well, I saw life-changing results, people getting healthy and making money, and they've got systems that'll work, and a lot of people, that's what you go tell your wife. So never let them leave assuming they know what they're, always ask a question, make them repeat it back.
So kind of prepare them for whatever, for that process.
Yeah.
So any objection, it's no problem. If they say, I don't have the time.
It's no problem. It isn't, because all I need to know, because on that one I'm going to come back again to, remember you told me you were serious. So if I could show you to set aside an hour a day, a couple hours a day, then would time be an issue? No.
So, I'm just going through these because these are the common ones: time, money, spouse. It's just not my thing. I just don't think I'm a sales type of a person.
Mm-hmm. you know, that's fine. Because another good response is a lot of times is, that's great. You know, this is a really fun one because you'll say, how can I teach somebody how to make $500 a month? And I say, always ask this one too. Do you know what it is that you want? And then listen, make them tell what they want, not what you want.
Do you know what it is that you want?
Yeah, it's so important to listen to their answer because so many times we want more than what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to make $500 a month. You know what the response is? That's great, with a smile. Because it's what they want, and they know. Now, if somebody says, I want to make $5,000 a month, there's hesitation because you've never made $5,000. If you're new in the business, you don't say that's great with confidence. And if somebody wants to make $50,000 a month, it's the same response. It's the same for $500 a month, that's great. $5,000 a month, that's great. $50,000 a month, that's great. You're not the issue because to make all three, it's the same process. It's the same for $500, it's the same for $5,000, it's the same for $50,000. That's why you can say, that's great.
So, and then tell a story.
Because we have people that are making that much.
Right. Now, question for you. You mentioned something that I always heard from Mike was, you're not the issue.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean by that?
We're like just the messengers. We're telling the story, you know, delivering the message. Because a lot of times, put it like this, people can sometimes believe the product results. If you make do we have people losing 5 pounds if you're in a weight loss company? Yeah.
Or cosmetics or services or whatever, it doesn't matter what it is.
And they can even believe the 50 pounds and the 100 pounds. But when it comes to 50 to 100,000 a month and they've only made 1,000, their belief isn't instantly that's great. And the reason you're not the issue if you're a storyteller is you have people in your companies that are making that kind of money. You know, when I made $680 my first month part-time, when I said I made $680, it came across like $68,000. I was excited, I believed, and I knew I was going. I was on my way to $5,000. When I got to $7,000, I knew I could get to $10,000. So, but when I started out, and that's what I tell people is, if you made $500, be proud of the $500. But I'm going to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And people will, you know, they can tell. It's not what you say, how you feel about what you say.
Right. What do you think is the biggest challenge in building a large organization? What's the challenge in growing a business and developing a network marketing career?
The biggest challenge I think I always tell people and have is, the more success, the more simple you got to keep it. You got to keep your focus on what got you there. Keeping it simple, following the basic steps, and you got to just stick to that over and over and over.
Does it get boring?
Sure, you can get bored, but you got to come back to what it is that you want.
And exactly. The reason why I say that is network marketing is boring because it's so repetitive.
Yeah.
Now, the emotional side of it's not boring. The
right.
Structural part is boring. And what happens is, some of us, when we get bored, we want to tinker. We want to,
yeah.
You know, we want to add stories, and we never take
yes.
another story out. And pretty soon it gets longer and longer.
And
it gets
you add
more
another
and more complicated.
3, 4, 5 steps, and now you got 15 steps. But what got you there was the 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that boredom. And, you know, people would say, you know, you're saying the same thing today you did 25 years ago.
Yep.
Repetition, yeah, it works.
Yeah, focus on what works, and it's really hard to not add stuff when you're an innovator, when you're you got a lot of passion. You're like, wow, if we did this, and we could add this, and we can, you know, do this wrinkle and that wrinkle. And it's what I've seen with the top earners and the top builders is, even in the midst of the big things that they're doing, they bring it back down to, you know, okay, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, whatever the 1, 2, 3 is in your company, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, let's get back to that. I sat here last week with some dear friends that had flown in from out of the country and we were sitting here in this same spot talking, and they were telling me about all their plans and the website that does this, and I said, stop. Hold it. What I want to know is how many new prospects did you talk to today? Mm-hmm. How many new prospects in your downline did you talk to today? Mm-hmm. How many appointments did you set up today? How much follow-up with prospects you did today? I don't care about the rest of that stuff. The rest of the stuff is irrelevant to me, and it's a distraction.
I call it the dead silence on the other end of the phone, what you just went through. You know, you're working with your new distributor who said he was serious, and you have your process, those things that you're supposed to do on a daily basis, which is starting with talking to new people. And so, you know, Joe or Mary, you know, how many new people did you talk to today? Dead silence, right? You know, how many new people did you put on the video, the recordings, this and that? So it comes back to, are you serious?
Well, we had this long conversation, and I said, I want you to send me an email once a day for 30 days. And the first email was, I woke up at 6 o'clock, and then I took a walk for 45 minutes, and then I had meditation time for another hour, and then I had breakfast for the, I mean, this whole minute-by-minute thing. I said, hold it. It needs to be two or three lines. How many people did you talk to? How much time did you spend talking to those people? And that's all I want you to focus on. We'll work on the rest later. I don't need to manage your life. I just want to manage your activity inside of our business. You know, how many hours
people
is your,
get faked out by
is
that
your store
activity?
Open? Yeah.
I'm so busy. But then how many people joined? How many did customers? You know, what was the production, not activity? Dead silence again. And the numbers don't lie. We call it keeping track of the figs and the gauges. The figs is the count, and the gauge is very important. And it's those numbers of the things you got, how many new people and how many went through the process. And you know what? It doesn't have to be earth-shattering huge numbers every
day. It needs to be consistent.
But if you're consistent, it could be one or two here and two here and one there and a zero there. But at the end of the week, if you're doing it every single day, one of the biggest things, you know, people would say, how do you make $1 million a year? One of the top questions over the years. And I'd say, you got to be consistent and persistent no matter what. And then people would, they didn't like that answer. They'd shake and walk away, you know, shaking their head. You know, how can you make that kind of money with that simple of an answer? But when you understand momentum, what you did last week sets up next week. And if you're consistent and persistent with this process,
keeps rolling.
Talking to new people every single day, you do that 7 days in a row, you'll start to be busy next week. But if you're not doing this every day and you take a few days off, you're going to be slow. But see, today has nothing to do with being busy or slow. It was what you were doing last week or last month. If you want a big fall harvest, do your October right now. Every day be consistent and persistent. Then November will increase. And for me, we're all building the New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Because the whole world gets into change. And then the first quarter, January, February, and March, sets the pace for all of next year. Basically, all the money I made in 2010 was what I did last September, October, November.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding momentum is really what creates wealth.
Interesting. All right, well, we don't have a lot of time, but I will tell you this. Jim and his group are going to join us at the Recruiting Mastery event that we're going to have in December, which is going to be really exciting and fun. Those of you who are registered, congratulations on that. Those of you who haven't, I would hope that you could figure out a way to make that happen. It's going to be a life changer. Jim, at the end, why don't you just give people, these people want this really bad. I mean, they really do. And they're working every day. They want to become network marketing professionals. What advice would you give them, just to kind of close this out? What advice would you give them? Look them in the eye and tell them what you think they need to hear.
First of all, know exactly what it is that you want. And if you have to do some soul searching, you know, after this, really decide what it is that you want. And then, you know, throw your list of reasons and excuses away that's been holding you back. I mean, I used to blame the weather. At Slumberland, they had the top four mattresses. If they only had the fifth one, I'd do better. I mean, you got to throw that whole sheet away, and then just you. Go to work in yourself. And really, if you know what it is that you want, do you want it bad enough And if you just take that burning desire, willingness to work, stay teachable, watch Network Marketing Pro. Eric, thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
I mean, you know, study 30 to 60 minutes a day on yourself, more than your job, and then don't quit. Be consistent and persistent, no matter what, is like that do or die attitude. I'm going to the mountain, you know, no matter what. And people will follow you, but remember, what you do this week sets up next week. What you do this month sets up next month. And just keep doing that, and you will hit. You will definitely hit.
All right, Jim, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, our wish for you is that you decide to become a network marketing professional. You decide to go pro, because it is a stone-cold fact that we have a better way. Now let's go tell the world. And hopefully, you can come join us out on the little deck sometime and we could just hang out, because it would be fun. We're going to turn the camera off.
See you in Vegas.
And continue to hang out. Everybody have a good day. See you next time. Bye-bye.